morning primetime newsmaker.
Our newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Olpe Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olpe, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. It is partly cloudy, 42 degrees, a chilly start that will end, though, with plenty of warmth, the high today of 80. And we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Susan Fahler of the American Red Cross. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Well, it's finally autumn, which is my favorite time of the year. It's my birthday month, and the pumpkin spice is back, so I am absolutely fantastic.
You have to be kidding.
Wow. This is your time.
Good to have you here in such a good mood, as always, yeah.
Yeah, and we have a gorgeous sunrise this morning. It's beautiful.
It is nice out there, yeah.
Well, speaking of time, it's time to get folks to donate again, the way it sounds here, Susan. I know that... It seems like every part of the year, the blood shortage is out there. But I wanted to get you on the airwaves here at this particular point in time, kind of looking at how maybe the regional blood supply has adjusted and adapted or developed after Hurricane Ian possibly took out some supply in the southeast.
Exactly. And I kind of want to step back for a second and talk just a little bit about the Red Cross and what we do during some of these disasters to kind of put everything into perspective. So the Red Cross's mission is to prevent and alleviate human suffering in the face of emergencies by mobilizing power of volunteers and the generosity of donors. And some of us have experienced home fires and natural disasters, tornadoes and flooding. Not many of us, of course, with hurricanes in Kansas anyway. So I'd just like to take a few minutes to talk about that. So we have hundreds of American Red Cross trained disaster workers who traveled across the country, including Kansas, of course, to provide assistance to those that were impacted by Ian. And when disasters strike people like this, what happens is they lose their homes, so they need a place to stay. And the Red Cross has shelters that we have volunteers that will help people that need cots. We provide food, and if they need counseling, and also if they have animals, and they can take their animals to shelters. So we have volunteers that are working in those capacities. But the other thing is, think about, is when we lose those buildings and our homes, they're also wiping out locations where we would typically have had blood drives. And, of course, people are cleaning up after their homes and trying to get things all coordinated and back together for their families. So they're obviously not thinking about, oh, gosh, I've got a blood donation appointment today, let alone the location may no longer be a good place for us to collect. So right now there is a need because we have sent thousands of blood products down to that area, to Florida and Georgia, up in that area, because we don't typically collect blood in Florida. There are other companies that do that. So after another hurricane that there had been a while back, my blood had gotten sent to Kentucky because we're just kind of shifting that blood supply. So it's, when people say, oh, well, what can I do to help my friends or family or just people we don't know that have been affected by these storms. And that is one way, because we have to have blood. There's no other way to get blood other than by volunteers coming in and donating it. And people say, well, how do you know your blood went to Kentucky? Well, the Red Cross has an app that you can track your blood when it's being tested, when it's being stored, and then when it goes to a hospital, and we let you know what hospital it's gone to. So that's kind of what happens after disasters, and even before disasters, when we know they're coming, like in this case, Hurricane Ian, we had sent thousands of cots and food and just supplies that we knew were going to be needed.
Susan Failer, American Red Cross, joining us on our Primetime Newsmaker. It is 7:35, 42 degrees. Well, Susan, what about donating here locally? What do we have coming up?
Oh, my goodness. We have 6 blood drives in our area in October, and I have 5 in November. So the best thing is, I'll tell you where these are, and then the best thing to do is go to redcrossblood.org. And you can see all the times and the locations of all of the blood drives around us. But on Monday and Tuesday, October 17th and 18th, the Emporia Community Blood Drive is at the Emporia Presbyterian Church at the West Campus. And that is from 1 to 6 on Monday and 8 to 2 on Tuesday. October 19th, Northern Heights High School is going to have a drive from 9 a.m. to 3. And Emporia's First Church of the Nazarene is going to have one from 12 to 6. Emporia High School has a drive on October 27th from 7:30 to 2. And Burlington Community has blood drive at St. Francis Xavier Church from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And those are the October ones. November 7th, Emporia American Legion from 12 to 6. And on the 10th, Opie High School from 9 a.m. to 3. And then Hartford High School on the 16th at the community building from 9:30 to 3:30. 21st is St. Mark's Evangelical Lutheran Church from 12 to 6. And on November 23rd, we have one at Cottonwood Falls at the community building from 1 to 7. And I can type these up and send them all to you so you guys can put them out there as well.
That would be helpful.
Please do.
That would be helpful. Really quickly, Susan, for folks that haven't done the blood drive process before, how do they get themselves set up, and do they need to set appointments?
Yes, we're really encouraging appointments so that we can be prepared, make sure we're able to collect what we need to collect, and have enough supplies. So the best thing is you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Or you can go to the website at redcrossblood.org. You just type in your zip code and all the area blood drives will pop up. And that's really the best way to do it. And I will tell you, for anybody who donates in October, they will receive a $10 e-gift card by email to a merchant of their choice. And then there's also an incentive that just came out for November as well. So that one, I don't have all the details on that one yet. And one last thing I would like to mention is that the FDA recently updated their blood donor eligibility guidance on a variant of, and I'm probably going to mispronounce this, but the Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which was related to mad cow disease. So people who had spent time in the UK, Ireland, France, or never donated before because they have that disease, that has been lifted. And so if you'd previously been deferred from donating, the Red Cross is going to contact people once they get all the records and everything updated. And it's kind of a complex deferral, so it may take a while. But if you've ever been denied being able to donate because of that, that's been lifted. So now we'd love to have you come back. We also just recently learned that the majority of our donors are 65 and older, and we really need some younger folks to come in. We really appreciate all of the pints that and gallons that all of those folks have brought in, but we really are needing to get more blood in and literally some new blood.
Young blood.
I get some young blood. There you have it.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, redcrossblood.org. That has all the information right there. Susan, keep up the great work. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you. Go out and enjoy some pumpkin spice today.
Yeah, sure. We will. Thanks, Susan.
Maple bacon.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Susan. Thanks, Taylor, Susan. American Red Cross, joining us on our primetime Newsmaker this morning.
All right. Really quickly here, we're going to be filling Monday's Newsmaker slot here later this morning, but we do have Thursdays and Fridays next week. Tuesday, we'll have another preview of the Emporia Freedom Fest, which is coming.